talking to thoroughbred trainer Rhonda Hall, who produced the first two-year-olds in a trial at Tattersalls Park today. This morning, Gold Account and Bowie Diamond went around, and Gold Account had the edge on the line. Look, it was a very, very good trial for both.
I was really pleased with them. I know Bowie Diamond missed the start, but Bull Ant said he held on to her a little bit too tight. He should have just let her head go. They were both very balanced throughout the trial, which I was very pleased with, being such babies and first time in a proper gallop on Tattersalls Park.
Well, they both look very forward.
They are forward, otherwise I wouldn't be here. I've got probably 6 two-year-olds, all nicely bred, but none of them are at this standard at the moment.
What's been the progress with these two?
Bowie Diamond, I bought her at the Premier sale in Victoria and sent her down to Nathan Dunn, his ex-jumps jockey. He broke her in and gave her all a basic education. She came home, had 6 weeks in the paddock, 6 weeks back in work, and did a grass gallop here, and then went out again and came back in, and I would like to press on with her for the season. We'll see if they've gone shinny after today. Gold Account I bought at the Tasmanian Magic Millions sale off Graham McCulloch, and once again she's been in and out. Stuart Gandy broke her in, and she's never put a foot wrong either, so I'm really pleased with both of them.
All right, now the likelihood now is I know that the Gold Account got her ticket this morning to Bowie Diamond because she missed the start a bit. They didn't give her her ticket. But you'll come back to the trials in a fortnight with both of them and maybe go to the first two-year-old race here at Hobart.
That's our aim. Had they been a bit faster, I might have looked to take the Bowie to Melbourne. She's paid up for the Inglis series, and the first Inglis race of the season on the 27th of October is a $125,000 race. I think it might, but I said we've got to see if they pull up shinsore after today, so we're looking at going to the first two-year-old race of the season here in
Tasmania. All the best with them, Rhonda.
Thank you very much, Pete.